A good tovach, everyone. A piskatova, a good yar. It's Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Hazino, Tovshin Pei Vav. I want to share with you what I shared with my kehila today about the skulas hazman, the zman that we're in now between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. And today, Yud Beis Tishrei was the seventh yard site of my shvigar Aleh Hashalom, Rebbetzin Leah Kreisworth, Hoisha Miriam Leah Gittel, Bas Harav of Ram Abba, Zichrayna Livracha, and Shabila Ili Nishmasa. And as we'll see, what I'm going to say, I think, personifies who she was for those who knew her. The Ramah, in the end of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, writes that we don't say Tachanun on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Tachanun is not said on any happy or quasi Yomim Tovim, and therefore, we don't say Tachanun in these days. Now, the Ramah doesn't say why. Even the Mishnah Berurah really doesn't say why. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah there, earlier the Mishnah Berurah talks about not fasting. And the reason during these days, the reason is because in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, the Chanukah Habayis of the first Beis HaMikdash, for 8 days before Sukkot, including Yom Kippur that year, they ate on Yom Kippur. And it was a big simcha. And even though we don't really focus on this before Yom Kippur, but these last 4 days before Sukkot, we focus and we say it's Yimei Simcha because of the Chanukas Habayis. But that's the reason that the Mishnah Berurah gives earlier in Mishnah Berurah about not fasting. It's interesting, by Tachanon he doesn't say anything. But the Berheitev brings from the Maril the same reason, because it's the days of the Chanukas Habayis of Bayis Rishon. The Gra brings that as well in the second reason. In the first reason, the Gra says something fascinating. Mishum dehavi yontif. These 4 days are a yontif. Kimo yom hakipurim b'miktsas. These 4 days are like a partial yom hakipurim, says the Gra. Kimo shakasav. The Medrash al pasuk lekachten lechem b'yom harishayin mikan ve'elech v'chuloi. That's the famous Medrash that tells us b'yom harishayin on the first day of Sukkot is rishayin lecheshben avoynais. It's the first day of the calculation of averus. And the question is, what do you mean? It's been 4 days, 5 days since Yom Kippur. The answer the Midrashim say is, and the Medrash Tanchuma says like this, that talks about Rosh Hashanah fasting, Yom Kippur fasting. And the Medrash says, and from Yom HaKippurim until Sukkot, Kol Yisrael oiskim mitzvahs. All of Klal Yisrael are involved in mitzvahs. Ze oisek besukasai v'zeh belulavai. And finally, on the first day of Sukkot, we come in front of the Rabbi Nisham, and the Rabbi Nisham says, the past is the past. We're starting a new cheshbon. So the Gra is saying that these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are a Yom HaKippurim b'miksas. They are partial Yom Kippur and they're a yontif. Why? Because they achieve Mechilas Avoinos. What achieves those Mechilas Avoinos? Not the fasting, not the davening. That was all prior to Yom Kippur. What carries the Yom Kippur b'miksas all the way till Sukkot is Ze Oisek b'sukasoi v'zeh b'lulavoi. The Klal Yisrael are mechavivin es ha-mitzvahs. We love mitzvahs. We're mekayim these mitzvahs to the best of our ability. It doesn't say that we're mekayim sukkah and lulav. We're not mekayim it yet. We're oisik in it to get the most beautiful lulav, the most beautiful esrog, to build the nicest sukkah. We're oisik in mitzvahs. And that, says the Gra, makes these days Yimei Simcha, Yimei HaKippurim b'miksas. We come back to the Avnei Miluim. We mentioned this in the Meshechach Mashir of before Shabbos Shuva. We're in the Tshuva, in the Chelek, in the end of Chelek Alev Avnei Miluim. There's a Tshuva that he wrote on Erev Sukkis Tov Kuf Sabach Zayin Yudal Tishrei of 1807 about an Aguna. And he writes that, I received your letter during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. He says, it came in Yemei Rotzoin Utvila V'Tachanunim. Aseres Yemei Tshuva are days of Rotzoin, Tvila, and Tachanunim. Ve'inoindim L'Ispala Omitei Halacha P'suka.
Layachalti la'ayin bahem. He says, and Mimela, I was not able to be ma'ayin in your words, because Chazal tell us you're supposed to daven only after you've recently learned something that is a clear halacha. Because if not, we're afraid that in the middle of davening, you'll be distracted thinking about the shtickle Torah. Is it right? Is it wrong? So listen, the Kseis HaChoshen, the Avne Meluim, says, I couldn't look in your shtickle Torah to be ma'ayin in the Shaila, because it's days of tefillah v'tachanunim, and einoim dim lispala mitaych halacha psuka. Unbelievable. So therefore, I couldn't look at the tshuva. So he says, Vim gam leiz kezois ein apnai maskim. Says, okay, but what took so long? It's already after Yom Kippur. There's no time now either. Ki yimei mitzvah v'asiyah heimo. These are days of mitzvah v'asiyah. Ulam, he says, since it's halacha l'mais and aguna, I carved out time. Uchrachti likach l'atzmi zban ma. But I think that the Ksaitz is saying the same idea. They go together. Since the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yemei Ratzon Tefillah v'Tachanunim, that leads into the Yemei Mitzvah of Asiyah that also achieve Kapara for Klal Yisrael. And Memela, I couldn't be Ma'ayin in the Tshuva. I'm sure the Ksais learned in these days. For sure you learned the Aseres Yemei Tshuva too. But to be Ma'ayin in a Tshuva and come up with a Tshuva, Halacha L'maisa, he says, that's not for this time. These are days of Yemei Mitzvah of Asiyah, like the Medjer says, Zeh Oisek B'sukasai, Zeh Oisek B'lulavai. Moir V'Rabbi, Rav HaTzadik, Rav Shlomo Brevda, once said a very beautiful Dover Nechmad in a shir on Sukkis, in Be'emes. Rav Brevda, I told this to him numerous times, that when it comes to all the other Yamim Tovim, we have Moir Diki Yisaitis for him. Chanukah, he has a sefer on Moir Diki Yisaitis, he gave Shmuzaman Purim, of course, Pesach, a Svira, Shavuos with Rus, Matan Torah, of course, Elul and Yamim Nairoim. All the Yam Tovim, I told him, we have Yisaitis from the Rav. But in Sukkis, we're Amaratzim, because the Rav used to go there itself for Sukkis. We didn't hear Shmuzim from him, we didn't hear Drashas. I told him we're Pashat Amaratzim in Sukkis. Every once in a while, he would say a little bit, it would lead in from Yom Kippur. A few little things that we have from him, at least in America, and I'd say they have tons from him, but at least from America that we got from him, was very few. But he once said a beautiful shmooze. And he said as follows. He said, L'chaira, you see something very interesting about the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. He says, every man, you have men who a whole year, these are his words, his wife has been driving him crazy to knock in one nail to the wall to hang a picture. He doesn't have time, he can't find the hammer, he doesn't know what a nail is, he knocks his thumb, he can't do it. Mamish, two left hands. And mitamol, all of a sudden, it comes after Yom Kippur, every man becomes a contractor. He has this and plans and he's going to Home Depot, and this is my Hisafa, with all the other jokes about what's in Home Depot. Mamish, he said, every person becomes a new knetch, this, a new knetch. What's going on? You couldn't find the hammer for 360 days a year, 350 days a year. All of a sudden, now you become a ganze contractor. And the women as well. You have a lady, she's not so artistic, she's not so creative. All of a sudden, it comes to sukkah's time. Oh, she has all plans for the sukkah. This goes here, this goes there, let me do this. Where does this come from? So he said, Amar de Gavart. The Gran Shir Ashirim Perakal Posik Dalit tells us, we know sukkah's is Eichel Anani HaKavid. Ask the tour the question. Anani HaKavod we got when we left Mitzrayim in Nisan. Why are we making Sukkot in Tishrei? So says the Gra, we'll have a very simple answer to that. And that is as follows. Says the Gra, what happened that first year in the Midbar? Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, and then Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally said, Salachti. Yud Aleph Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Vayakel, Moshe, the first Rashi, Vayakel, Mimochras, Liyem HaKippurim, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the command to make a Mishkan. Hashem says he needs a place for Hashoah Sashchina. That was Yud Aleph Tishrei. Vehei Meviu Elov Vaboiker, Vaboiker. It says in the Pesach, they brought one morning and the next morning. So Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, says the Gra, they brought all of the materials for the Mishkan. And Yud Dalid, Notzlu kol chacham leiv mimoishes hazov b'minyan mishkol. The chacham leiv took a cheshbin and they counted how much zov there was, how much kesef there was. And on the 15th day of Tishrei, they started to create the mishkan. And then, says the Gra, the Anane HaKovet that had been with them when they left Mitzrayim had left with the Chet HaEgel. They lost it, which is really a Gra on the end of Perek Beis, where he talks about this. Shenasu HaTzlalim, the Tzlalim, the clouds, they left us. When did they return? When we began building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei, the Anane HaKovet came back. Says the Gra, we are not celebrating Sukkis of the Anani HaKavod that we left Mitzrayim with in Parshas Beshalach. We're celebrating the Sukkis that the Anani HaKavod that returned with our tshuva on Tes Vav Tishrei. And that's why Sukkis is on Tes Vav Tishrei. Zokt Rav Revda as follows. What happened in those days when we were bringing things from the Mishkan? Hashem said, I need all of these things. Kla Yisrael came with a meridik and a divas aleif. The Rishayim, the Ramban ask, how did Kla Yisrael know how to make things out of gold, out of silver? You have to be a very high-skilled craftsman, goldsmith, silversmith, to be able to create all these things. Where'd they go to school, these people? In Mitzrayim, in Pisim and Ramses, in Avodas Perach, B'chimer Elveinu B'chol Avodah B'asodah? That's where they became such fine craftsmen? And the women who weaved all these fancy things, Chazal said, Tavu eso izim, they were able to spin the threads while they were still on the goats. An unbelievable umnis. Where did they learn it? Also Mitzrayim? The Teretz Rabban says over there, we've said this other times, that it came from Nedivas Halev. Any person, Kalisha Shenodav Liboy, Ruach Isai, anyone who had a Nedivas Halev and said, you know what, I want to be involved in the creation of the gold of the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden, so to speak, as we say in our lexicon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu downloaded it straight into his brain. And before he knew it, he was an expert. His hands were just doing it. And the same thing with silver, and the same thing with the women. It came from the Nedivas HaLev. There was a Meridik and Nedivas HaLev by Klal Yisrael. Everyone could have said, gold, silver, what do I have? The men came and they took the jewelry from the women, so on and so forth. So on and so forth. That the Kala Yisrael came with a Meridik and Nedivas HaLev. A Meridik and Nedivas HaLev to dedicate to the Mishkan and to create the Mishkan. That Nedivas HaLev brought the Ashros HaShchin on the Mishkan that the Sipurna in the beginning of Vayakel says. That's why the Mishkan was never destroyed by Goyim. It was Nignaz, it was hidden away. The first Beis HaMikdash was more beautiful than the Mishkan. Second Beis HaMikdash, but after Hordas took care of it, was even more beautiful. But they didn't last. They didn't have that same. Because it wasn't being created by the Gedolim of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nedivas HaLev of Klal Yisrael. The Nedivas HaLev of Klal Yisrael. That's going to create Ashros HaShchina. That brought back the Anani HaKavod. And that's why we celebrate Sukkos. So Zokter Abrevda Zichrayna Livracha. That Klal Yisrael invested into this man. The skulas hazman of the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is Nedivas HaLev, is going out of our way to make the most beautiful sukkah, the most beautiful dalet minim, to go out of our way, Nedivas HaLev, with our actions, Nedivas HaLev, with our money, Nedivas HaLev, besimcha, of what we want to do for a mitzvah, more than any other time. Because when we get to this man, that's the skulas hazman that Aviseinu invested in this man. And when it comes back around every year, it's a cycle, we're in the same zman again, we're misoirer. Every man is misoirer. I want to make the most beautiful suk with this knesh and that knesh. And every woman wants to make the most beautiful suk as well. And the dalin minim to get the most beautiful alulav and esrik and adasim and be medakdeik. No other mitzvah perhaps is a person so medakdeik in. It's the skulas hazman of the Nedivas HaLev. And that keeps the kapara, says the Gra in Shulchan Aruch, the kapara of Yom HaKippurim, that we came to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, bepachad, be'ema. We came fasting. Now it's manning of the Nedivas HaLev, besimcha, with the excitement. We don't say tachnon. That is the Yom HaKippurim, b'miksas, because that oisek besukasiv, is that oisek belulavoi. Person's oisek, this is what he's involved in. His whole being is involved in it. That's the skulas hazman of this time between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot. And that's what we have to remember. As the Ksoi said, it's a mitzvah vasiya. I said today, with a lot of Bachram, Baruch Hashem Bayos, I said, this is the same way you learn up the Ksoi Sachoshin and Bavakam and Chosha Mishpat, same way you learn it up. The Ksoi says, it's a mitzvah vasiya. That's what you're supposed to be involved in. Vada b'daf learning. Vada you have to learn. But you can't forget, these are the mitzvah vasiya. That's what keeps Yom HaKippurim going. Bemiksas, that it should be a yontif, not to say tachnon, so that the first day of Sukkot we come, it's Rishon Lechesben Avinus. And I just want to be moisif that those who knew my shvigar, Aleh Hashem, Rebetzin Kreisworth, she was a person that was kuloi nedivas halev. She was out to help anyone, and every mitzvah was chashiv to her. Every mitzvah, not just in this man, all year, every mitzvah, there was a meridik and nedivas halev to make it the most beautiful way possible, to invest in it effort, night staying up, to invest at a Shabbos and a yontif, should be the most beautiful way possible. Nothing could stop her when it came to making a mitzvah in the best way. Our Zayda, Marainer of Chaim Kreisworth, Zichreinu Tzadik Levracha, used to talk about my shvigah shalashudis. Wasn't a chaplap shalashudis. Used to say, mine shneer is mechabedes ha-shabbos. She makes hazah shalashudis. It's not stam, like she puts out and she sets the table and special dishes for it. But that was everything. Every yontif was like that. Every mitzvah was like that. Her simcha and dalin minim, in mitzvah she was mechuyev, nashim arpturim from. Every mitzvah was done with a meridik and nedivas halev, and helping people, helping her family, helping anyone and everyone. She would not stop. It was a meridik and nedivas halev, and her being nifter on Yud Beis Tishrei, the day when the nedivas halev of Klal Yisrael began, they start bringing baboiker, baboiker. She would have been the first one there, bringing everything that's necessary, ready to say, "What do you need made? I'll take care of it." That's mamish who she was. And I think it's apropos, the Ashkacha, that she was taken nifter in these Yimei Simcha, Yud Beis Tishrei, these the days of Nedivas Halev, Bez Hashem, should be a schus for her neshama. And for all of us, we should think about how we could show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam our Nedivas Halev in his mitzvahs, and Bez Hashem, the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim should continue, and we should be Zoyche Taka to come to a Yimei Asukas Noki. As the Medrash says, the Rabbanu shall say, Mad ozal ozal, everything in the past, we're starting clean and fresh, a new slate with the Risha Lecheshvan Avonais, and Bez Hashem, with that, we should be Zaychetaka. There should be a Hashroas Hashchina, the Anani HaKovid should come back. Bez Hashem, we should be Zaychet to see that day when the Shechina is going to return to Klal Yisrael with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Hey Ravi, Amenu, Amen, Kol Tov.